The government is committed to giving citizens ready access to training for in-demand skill areas to help boost employability and increase national productivity. As part of plans to achieve this goal, the Caribbean Maritime Institute recently partnered with the United Kingdom-based City and Guilds of London Institute to offer training in areas related to the coming Jamaica Logistics Hub initiative. City and Guilds has also made changes to the mathematics and English programs it offers through the Career Advancement Program CAP to make them more culturally relevant. We explore these initiatives in today's program.
The Ministry of Education welcomes the increasing involvement of City and Guilds in the Jamaican education sector.
At City and Guilds, we've always maintained a strong commitment to the Jamaican labour market, working to offer vocational qualifications that are highly respected and valued by industry.
Courtesy of a 2011 agreement between the Ministry of Education and City and Guilds International, Jamaican students have the opportunity to obtain City and Guilds certified training in mathematics and English through 139 registered City and Guilds centers across the island. However, as part of plans to make their offerings more attractive, the organization has updated its curricula in both subjects with input from local educators.
This month, we're introducing new, more culturally relevant curricula for our Maths and English high school programs. And significantly, the new English qualification now offers a module that facilitates assessment in speaking and listening.
Deputy Director of City and Guilds International with responsibility for the Caribbean, Bill Malcolm. The speaking and listening component, he says, is especially significant as it is expected to boost student employability.
By testing this vital skill, we're intending that learners within this program will have the confidence to communicate with prospective employers as they transition from the schoolroom to the workplace.
With expectations that Jamaica will experience a job market boom after the establishment of the Jamaica Logistics Hub project, City and Guilds has partnered with the island's premier maritime training institution, the Caribbean Maritime Institute, to begin offering training in logistics.
This will involve the accreditation of training programs developed by the CMI that are specific to Jamaica's training needs as the economy transitions and fulfills the promise of becoming the fourth global logistics hub in the world. These new programs relate to logistics, warehousing, and engineering, and will be delivered by the CMI and its partners across the educational landscape of Jamaica. And by offering City and Guilds accredited programs, CMI will be providing Jamaican learners with our internationally branded certification.
Mr. Malcolm says City and Guilds will enhance the course material by drawing on its experience working with the ports and logistics industry in Dubai and Ireland. The organization's internationally recognized certification, he adds, will boost the marketability of the students.
We are putting wings on these students to give them the ability to work anywhere in the world. Globalization has removed barriers and boundaries, and I'm happy. I know we're going to form an integrated landscape for Jamaicans to have multiple pathways to their future and education.
Executive Director of the Caribbean Maritime Institute, Dr. Fritz Pinnock. Both initiatives have been welcomed by Minister of Education, Ronald Thwaites.
So we do thank you, City and Guilds, for keeping faith with us. All of it is a demonstration of your continued support for the development of education in Jamaica.
Increasing access to educational opportunities for greater human capital development, another strategic objective of the government as it seeks to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business by the year 2030.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.